boy. Yeah. Look at this one. Lucas Glover's wife arrested for domestic violence. Reportedly attacked him for bad round. So the story goes on as this PGA golfer, Lucas Glover. This is his second marriage, by the way. He gets attacked by his wife during the Players' Championship. And I want to say the Players' Championship is over at Jacksonville. That's one of the main tournaments in the PGA in professional golfing. But anywho, she goes ahead and lays hands on him after a bad round of golf and starts calling him names and, you know, telling him he better win or she's going to leave him with the kids and never see the kids again. And, you know, she just got really cray-cray, right? And she got really crazy, attacked his mom. And also maybe she was on something, who knows. Oh, it says here, Krista has been drinking. The altercation alleged in front of the children. Oh, can you kidding me? So this lady is like Sharon Stone in Casino. That was a Bat Witch crazy in Casino. And I'm looking at her Twitter pics. Look at her looking all slim and cute. What a scenario here. And you know the sad thing about it is this guy, again, this is his second marriage. I guess his first marriage, he went ahead and got together with his high school sweetheart. Good for him. I never did any of that, by the way. I never had any proms, anything like that, any homecoming. Whatever the high school kids do, I never did that. So, I don't know. That's pretty interesting, though. But, yeah, you have this. I'm just looking at her, and I just think Sharon Stone from Casino, right? It's just, like, so charming. So, you know, blonde hair, slim. You know, perfect Stepford wife kind of look. Botox-ish. And she got that flip side of her. You know? I love that part in Casino, by the way, when Sharon Stone is just going ape crazy. She's going nuts. And they're in front of the house. He's just sitting there. De Niro's just looking at her like, oh, what's going on here? You going to let this go on, officer? And she's going cray-cray. But, you know, the sad thing about it that I feel for the guy is that, you know, this is a second marriage. So if this all happens, takes him to the cleaners, what is she going to do? She's going to take half. She's going to be just fine. Probably keep the house. You know, that's the way it works. You know, but, you know, of course, she can't provide for herself and made him, you know, he obviously got all the help from her in his golf swing. So, yeah, obviously, she's going to get half. And then the kids and all that good stuff. You know how it goes, right? I don't know what to say. Yeah, I got the little one back here. But I just look at things like this and I marvel at my freedom every day. I count my blessings. You don't understand. I don't envy anybody. I'm not trying to be anti anything. I'm just saying, look, I love my freedom. I need to get a t-shirt that says that, by the way. I love my freedom. And it's funny because she has like three rings. What's up with that, by the way? I don't even know why some people wear three rings. Like, they'll have the engagement ring, they'll have a wedding ring, and they'll have, like, a bunch of them as if it's, like, some extra thing to show off. I don't understand the rhyme or reason. But then you have the guy just wearing, like, one black one, you know, one of those dark ones, whatever those things are. I don't even know. But, good for her. She had to really get her feelings out, and I don't blame her at all. You know, she's frustrated. She's mad. She got two kids. She's got a nice, comfy life. Got a professional golfer. I don't know. It's very interesting to see it. But, well, you know, obviously for some people it's never enough. That's first world problems. And then continuing in the sports news, sports miscellaneous, the owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft's girlfriend, put a picture of her baby on social media. Oh, yeah. Did I mention he's 78? and she's 38. 40-year difference. All right. And you're thinking, okay, you know, this guy's got some spunk in him, right? Some stuff still working. But the funny thing about it, that's not his kid. Oh, man, I'm telling you. You guys think I'm crazy. I mean, these rich people get it. Well, not the golfer, but I know Robert Kraft gets it. He went ahead, had the lady, the clock was ticking. And, you know, she figured out, said, hey, listen, the getting is good here, but I gotta have a little one here. And he's like, well, you can have one, but not from me, girl. You know, I'm not giving you no checks. So think about it from her perspective. It's like he's not married to her. And he doesn't have her kid. He's like, ooh, win. Dude, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I know you righteous ladies out there don't want to hear any of that. But, man, I mean, how much of a tell is that? Right? I mean, this guy is said, you know what? I don't want to be the daddy. You do your thing. You know, I'm very happy for you. Good for you. Just be my candy arm, all right? Just go ahead and hang out with me. Do the other stuff that the girlfriends do. But, you know, other than marriage and having a kid. But, yeah, when you're worth, I'm going to go ahead and see Robert Kraft's worth. Robert Kraft's net worth. Yeah, a shabby $6.2 billion. So, you know, when you have $6.2 billion, you can get away with stuff like that. Oh, yeah, she looks good, too. So, I mean, look at him. Good for him. I don't blame these guys. I mean, that's the one thing us guys we have. I mean, we load up on the bank account. We have leverage. It's beautiful. It's hilarious to me. Oh, my. That poor golfer, though. I'm just going back. I wonder if she pulled the Tiger Woods, just got the golf club out, and just started swinging at her. Ugh. How does that go? How does a little thing like that in front of the kids too? You know, I don't know. I just get really weirded out with all these weird news that come in my storyline, my news feed. It's a crazy world, yo. All the stars, all the stars.